This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. newspaper is reporting a United States citizen of Haitian descent has been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president and the wounding of his wife early Wednesday. The American is among six people arrested so far in the killing, according to the Washington Post, which also reported Thursday at least one other detainee is also believed to be Haitian American. Officials say four other suspects have been killed. The report also says authorities have not yet provided evidence of any alleged involvement in the assassination. Africa has just lived through its most devastating week of the pandemic, but the worst is yet to come. As the third wave gathers pace on the continent, the World Health Organization said Thursday. The WHO's regional director for Africa says cases are doubling every 18 days, compared with every 21 days only a week ago, she said during a virtual press conference, adding the end to the rise is still weeks away. 16 African countries are now seeing a resurgence of the virus, with the more contagious Delta strain detected in 10 of them. South Africa is the worst hit country in Africa, with new daily infections hitting record highs of 26,000 cases over the weekend, fueled by the Delta variant. Vaccination rates remain sluggish, with only 16 million people, just 2% of the African population, fully vaccinated. But the WHO regional director says there's room for optimism because vaccine deliveries are picking up after grinding to a near halt in May and June. In the past 2 weeks, more than 1.6 million doses were delivered to Africa through the COVAX program, which was set up to ensure equitable distribution of vaccines to poorer countries. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Olympic organizers announced Thursday the games will take place without spectators in host city Tokyo after Japanese government officials declared a coronavirus state of emergency in the capital that will run throughout the event. It was a widely expected move, but it's a sharp turnaround from just weeks ago, when organizers said they aim to hold the global sporting showpiece with some spectators from July 23rd to August 8th. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says it's essential to prevent Tokyo, where the highly infectious Delta COVID-19 variant is spreading, from becoming the source of another wave of infections. Venues outside Greater Tokyo may still allow a small number of spectators, and the policy for the Paralympics will be decided next month, according to officials. Tokyo 2020 President Saiko Hashimoto apologized to fans who had bought tickets. Firefighting boats on Thursday poured cascades of water on a container ship that had erupted in a fiery explosion at Dubai's main port the previous night, rocking the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. Intensive efforts to cool the ship were continuing some 12 hours after the blast, as fireboats doused the area with water. Authorities say the explosion caused no casualties and they were still investigating the cause. The blast sent a giant fireball skyward late Wednesday and shook homes and high-rises in several neighborhoods across Dubai and was powerful enough to be seen from space. Panicked residents filmed the eerie orange glow over Dubai's skyline, reporting trembling walls and windows over 15 miles away from the port. The Turkish Red Crescent chief on Thursday denounced as inhuman as a possible closure of a key aid route in Syria caused by Russia wielding its UN Security Council veto. The crossing from Turkey into Syria will close Saturday unless it receives authorization from the UN body to stay open for another year. Russia can sink the vote on its own and is a major ally of President Bashar al-Assad. Moscow prefers to see the aid delivered from Damascus, arguing the crossing is used to supply rebel fighters with arms. Turkey has supported rebel fighters against Assad throughout the decade-long conflict and has a military presence in northern Syria. A Security Council vote scheduled for Thursday was pushed to Friday in order to soften Moscow's stance. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday will offer his most extensive comments to date about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, a pullout that's raising concerns about a civil war there. The president has been under pressure from critics to give more explanation for his decision to withdraw. The United States last week abandoned Bagram Air Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.